This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. U.S. stock markets are all up this morning, but few stocks are jumping around like Best Buy. Shares in the Minnesota electronics retailer got as high as 18% up in early trading. They're up about 9% at this hour. Here's the reason. Co-founder Richard Schultz is making a bid to take the company private. Marketplace's Eve Troeh is here live in the studio with me with more on it. Hello, Eve.
Hey, good morning.
So what does Schultz intend to do here?
Well, he already owns about 20% of the company, and he wants to buy back the other 80% at a cost of almost $9 billion. So I talked to RJ Hottovy this morning. He follows Best Buy at Morningstar. Mm-hmm. And Schultz is offering to buy back all that stock, Hottovy says, for up to $26 a share. That's more than the current market price, but it might not be enough for current stockholders. They may want to hold out for $30 a share. Plus, Minnesota law requires Schultz to get approval from the board of directors. That's not likely to be easy. And perhaps most importantly, Hottovy says, Schultz hasn't really revealed a game plan.
You know, he said he has a vision to turn around this company. And while certainly you don't want to give everything away in this proposal, it's still lacking in terms of details about what the company needs to do.
Well, so here's an obvious question. Why would Schultz even want to wrestle back control of something that seems to a lot of people like kind of a dying company?
I think pride is the short answer. Schultz started this company, so it makes sense that he would want to either right the ship or go down with it. Mm-hmm. He did step down from the board in June, earlier than expected. That was amidst a big controversy over Best Buy CEO, who apparently had an affair with a female employee.
Oh, yeah.
And Schultz has also faced criticism over the years for giving family members and friends these cushy jobs and board positions. So even though the stock may be up on news that he's coming back in, sweeping in, potentially taking it over again, those longstanding concerns come back with him.
In terms of getting Best Buy back to health, what in the store needs to change?
Well, the big problem with any retail electronics is window shopping. People come in the store to look, but then they whip out those smartphones and find it cheaper on Amazon or some other site and buy it there. You know, Best Buy's been trying to combat this a little with Geek Squad staff, really focusing on customer service, both mm-hmm. in the store and online. You know, any announcements that Schultz makes beyond that would definitely be news for this flagging industry.
Marketplace reporter Eve Troeh, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.